Last month, I posted a video in which I encouraged anyone who cares about privacy to throw away their Ring doorbell for numerous privacy-related issues, the biggest issue being Amazon Ring's partnership with Flock Surveillance. This video is a short but important update to that video. The side of privacy has just won a victory over the surveillance state. I am Dr. John Padfield, an engineer turned state representative turned business professor. I am in Mexico City this week, where I am speaking at an international privacy and cryptocurrency conference called Monerotopia. I will be making a video on the cryptocurrency Monero very shortly. Yesterday, Ring announced they were canceling their partnership with Flock due to, quote, surveillance backlash. PC Mag wrote, quote, Amazon-owned Ring has canceled its partnership with Flock Safety after users raised concerns about surveillance. The article also claimed, quote, what made things worse was a recent Ring Super Bowl ad that promoted a feature called Search Party. The feature aims to leverage Ring's network of outdoor cameras to help people find lost dogs, but customers felt it could also be used for human surveillance. Why would anyone think that? Maybe people read Flock's 2022 patent for a, quote, dynamic surveillance network that described in detail how Flock plans to use AI to capture data from video streams to make it easy to search for people across multiple cameras, such as doorbell cameras, dash cameras, and body cameras. In a 2024 investor call, Larry Ellison, the chairman of Oracle, said, "We will have supervision and people will be on their best behavior because they will constantly be recorded." He went on to say, quote, artificial intelligence will help process the vast amounts of footage recorded by cameras placed on everything from car dashboards and front doors to security systems and cops. It appears like Amazon Ring and Flock Safety were ready to do their part to help bring about Larry Ellison's dystopian vision for the future, AI monitoring people 24/7 without our consent. But enough people are pushing back that Amazon decided that they're going to pull out of this partnership. Well, this news is a victory to anyone who cares about privacy and doesn't want to live under the unblinking eye of artificial intelligence. The surveillance state is not about to give up on this just because nobody wants it. I have previously shared how Amazon Ring provided video footage to law enforcement without a warrant or user consent, then publicly announced they would no longer share doorbell footage with police, then quietly reversed that policy. And now they are allegedly considering giving police access to live streams from people's Ring cameras. The bottom line is Amazon Ring canceling their partnership with Flock Safety is a win for those of us who care about privacy. But we need to stay vigilant because this issue is far from over. We are making a difference. Amazon pulling out of this partnership with Flock is proof that we are making a difference. We need to continue talking to our friends, our family, our neighbors, our coworkers. We need to make sure that our voices are heard both by government and by private companies, that we do not want 24/7 surveillance with artificial intelligence monitoring us all the time. I'm going to get back to Monerotopia now. I'm having a great time networking with like-minded people from literally all over the world. I will be posting more videos shortly. Please subscribe if you want to stay informed on privacy and surveillance-related issues and to see my tech reviews on privacy-related products. I can't wait to read your comments.